Alexandra Hoffman and Wishing Star Publishing. Literature for All. Throughout my career as an educator, I have been fortunate to teach and work with incredible autistic and neurodiverse children. Masterpiece was inspired by an autistic child who didn't see the world like his peers. His outside-the-box thinking was incredibly inspiring and taught me profound lessons about humanity. At the time when I wrote the book a few years back, there was very little representation of autism or neurodiversity in kids' books. So, I wrote a book to increase representation. I wrote a book that focused on the strength of autism, a book that celebrates an autistic mind, that shows the world that an autistic child is a masterpiece. I have always been a writer, but a variety of experiences have led me to write books for kids. Not only am I an author, but I'm also an elementary teacher with over 14 years under my belt. During my time as a teacher, I have read thousands of picture books to kids. I realized that there was a big need for inclusive literature for children. This became a driving force behind the stories I now write. The books I put out for kids are published with this mission in mind: inclusivity, diversity, and increasing representation. Questions for Alexandra. Share details of other picture books you have published. The Self-Love Book is a simple, yet pointed book to inspire wellness in children. I think that many kids face a lot these days that can impact their self-esteem, confidence and mental health. This book exists to inspire self-love in children. My most recent release is Big Dreams, an inclusive story that challenges gender norms and celebrates girls who play football. Football is one of the last male-dominated sports out there. The inclusion of girls and women is growing, but there is still a long way to go. The representation of girls playing football in books and film is next to none. There are currently no other picture books I can find that represent a girl playing football. It is my hope that Big Dreams helps to move the needle even a little in regards to representation in the media of girls playing the sport. What is most amazing about the book is that various women who are coaching professionally in the CFL have offered words of inspiration in the book, including Tanya Henderson, the first woman to coach full-time in CFL history. Tell us about the origins of Wishing Star Publishing and what motivated you to embark on this journey. When I finished writing Masterpiece, I started to pitch the book to agents to have it published traditionally. Unfortunately, no one picked it up. I understand there are a variety of reasons an agent may pass on a book, however, I knew the strength of the story. So, I decided to self-publish the book and go the indie route. With this decision, I also decided to establish a publishing company to publish that book and future books. That's when Wishing Star Publishing was born. What is at the core of Wishing Star Publishing and how has your mission evolved over time? I started the house with one mission in mind: publish books that inspire kindness, inclusion, social awareness, understanding, empathy, and discovery. This remains the mission to this day. How does Wishing Star Publishing give back to the community? When the Self-Love book was released, I decided that I wanted part of the proceeds of the book to be donated to a local organization that provides mental health supports and services to youth. CASA Mental Health is a fabulous Alberta organization and I knew that I wanted to support them. 10% of the proceeds of every copy sold of the Self-Love book are donated to this wonderful organization. As an author, publisher, and advocate, are there any notable moments or achievements that stand out to you? I have been fortunate to earn a few awards for my books, along with other literary accolades, including a Kirkus Star. Those are always neat to receive. But more than that, I think that the most significant moments have been connecting with people who have read my books, and who have appreciated the message of my stories. That means the world to me. Tell us a bit about Masterpiece Day. What inspired its creation and how does it help people living with disabilities? Who benefits and how can others participate? Masterpiece Day is inspired by the story, Masterpiece. After writing the story and receiving heartwarming messages from families in the autistic and neurodiverse community, I knew there was room for more work to be done to not only increase inclusion but to more so, celebrate neurodiverse and autistic thinkers. That's when Masterpiece Day was born. On Masterpiece Day, students in classrooms around the world are encouraged to celebrate neurodiverse and autistic thinkers. It is a special day for all kids young and old to embrace themselves exactly as they are, honor their differences as special, and create their very own masterpieces. Global Masterpiece Day happens every year on April 26th or a day around that time that works best. Since its inception in 2023, thousands of students in Canada, USA, Australia, and the UK have participated. If you'd like to participate, head to www.globalmasterpiecede.com and sign up. Anyone who signs up receives an educator guidebook with ideas for how you can celebrate the day. Do you have any new projects in the works? I am always writing and currently have another book in production that will be published under Wishing Star. That should be released in the spring of 2025. I also just signed with an agent and some of my manuscripts could potentially be published traditionally in the future. But more importantly, I had my second child this past April. Caring for my newborn is my main priority at the moment. What message would you like to share with the world about the importance of inclusivity and the power of literature to unite people? Inclusion benefits us all. The more we prioritize inclusion, the better the world will become. The beauty of humanity is that we are all vastly different, and it's important to not only celebrate these differences, but to ensure we are actively including all members of society into all avenues. I believe that literature has incredible powers to unify people, and I plan to continue to put out books with this mission in mind.